Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means a true-loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So we've been talking about how songs get passed down from one generation to the next as musical legacies. Now we'll hear how that happened in the Cash family. When Roseanne Cash was 18 years old, she was into rock and pop, and Dad, Johnny Cash, wasn't so crazy about that. So he made up a list of 100 essential country songs, handed it to Roseanne, and said, "This is your education." Well, it took 36 more years, but Roseanne is finally releasing an album of covers of songs from that list. 12 of them, including this one, I'm Movin' On by Hank Snow. The record is called The List, and she's debuting it right here with the band, live in the WNYC green space. Please welcome Roseanne Cash.
Ninja, true love and mama ain't coming back.
That is Roseanne Cash. I'm Moving On, 1950 recording from Hank Snow. That's kind of a swampy version of that tune to get the set going.
Well, you know, Hank's version was distinctly unsexy, if you recall. And I just thought, if a woman is going to sing about a big 18-wheeler rolling down the track, she's got to have her tongue firmly in her cheek and add a little, you know, sex to it.
Now, Roseanne, I have an 18-year-old daughter. If I were to scribble down a list of songs and hand it to her and say, here's your education, you got to learn these songs, I would see the eyes roll, and then yes. I would never see that paper again for the rest of my life. When you were 18, how did you respond when your dad gave you the list?
You know, even if it had been a year or two earlier, I think I would have done the eye roll. But I was just starting to write songs myself. Just learned to play the guitar, just gone out on the road with my dad. You know, I was a child of divorced parents, so I'm socking in this great time with my dad on the road. And then he gives me the list. So it wasn't just a musical education saying, this is your musical genealogy, which an 18-year-old has a limited capacity to understand that because it's all, life is new. But he was giving me himself, which is the most beautiful part of it.
Well, you know, Tom Moon, just a few minutes ago in the first half of the show,
loved what he said.
Your father's Ring of Fire is like, how can you be an American if you not know
you
this song?
You are communist if you do not know this song.
But this list of, I mean, are they just, is it more than just 100 essential country songs? Is there something essentially American about these songs?
That's very astute, John. My dad had this great intuitive understanding of the evolution of Southern and American music and folk music. So every critical juncture was covered: folk music, Delta blues, Southern gospel, early country, protest songs, history songs. So yes, it was very much a list of American music.
And what was that? Was there a specific event or conversation that sort of got your dad to scribbling this list down?
Well, as you, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, I was steeped in rock and pop. And it's not that he didn't love rock and pop. I mean, this is a man who listened to virtually everything, including metal. And not only that, he got me tickets to the Rolling Stones when I was 17 years old. Thank you, Dad. But he was concerned that I didn't have a full knowledge of this music that was informing me, that was really his DNA and that ended up being mine as well.
And it's been a long time since he gave you the list.
Well, you said exactly how many years.
Sorry. You know, I didn't think people would start adding numbers together in the middle of the show like that. Why now?
I could see this man doing the math as you said that.
Why come to it now?
Well, luckily I'm a pack rat, and I saved the list. Now, I had forgotten that I had the list until 2005. When I was writing the narratives for the Black Cadillac Show, which was my last record, which was very much a map of loss. And I thought, well, this
after
will be
the loss of your mother, your father, and your stepmother.
So I thought, this is a good topic for the Black Cadillac Show. So I wrote a narrative about it, and then everybody started coming up. Where's that list? When are you going to record that list? And the spirit just took over.
Well, you got 12 of them on the album called The List, and you're doing some of them for us here today. What's the next one?
The next song we're doing? Mm-hmm. John, Miss the Mississippi.
And you.
Jimmy Rogers was very important to this list, by the way.
Mm-hmm. As he was to the development of American country music.
Absolutely.
All right, once again, Roseanne Cash and the band live in the green space on Soundcheck.
The big city lights, miss the Mississippi and you.
Miss the Mississippi and You. Roseanne Cash and the band live at the WNYC Green Space on Soundcheck. Johnny Cash considered that a classic, Jimmy
Absolutely.
Rogers song. Roseanne Cash and the band are performing songs from the list, from the album The List, October 9th and 10th, opening the 30th anniversary season of the St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn, and giving us kind of a preview
yes.
of those concerts on Soundcheck today. What was it like when you did find that list and started thinking seriously about performing these songs and digging into these songs? Was this, I mean, did this bring you somehow closer to your dad?
It's still unfolding, John. I mean, you know, when I found the list, I don't think it even really sunk into me. It's like, oh, this was a really nice thing Dad did. And then it started to reveal itself, the whole concept of it, what parents pass on to children. As Tom said, legacy, stepping into legacy, owning it, musical genealogy. You know, and now I start thinking about my own list. What am I going to pass on to my daughter, who just made her first record, by the way?
This is Chelsea.
Chelsea's record's coming out in November. So, you know, I find myself to be the middle of the story. There needs to be more than one list.
So have you started a list for Chelsea?
In my head, I have.
Now, you've done covers before, but you've never done an album of nothing but covers,
right.
of covers of this repertoire.
Right.
Why?
Well, I made my life as a songwriter, mm-hmm. 35 years as a songwriter. That's how I defined myself. That was my goal when I started out. That's what I wanted more than anything. I thought it was an honorable profession to be a songwriter. And so, you know, it took some courage and a push from John Leventhal to just go into this and say, be the interpreter, you know, step forward, put the voice forward.
Well, let me introduce John Leventhal, the guitarist and responsible for much of the arranging.
All of the arranging.
On the record.
On the record, yeah.
And the rest of the band, Tim Lunsell plays the bass. Joe Bonadio is playing the drums. John Coward is playing the beautiful Hammond B3 organ through the official Leslie Cabinet speaker, the way it's supposed to be heard. And Ted DeBrock also playing guitar for us here in the green space. It's Roseanne Cash with Songs from the List. Some of your dad's songs are on that list of 100.
Not many. He was very modest.
And none of them are on your record of the first 12 that you've done from the list.
You know, I that would have been a bit much. Maybe volume 2 there would be. And in fact, we did try Big River, and I realized a woman has absolutely no business singing Big River. It is so testosterone fueled. It's all about the pursuit, you know, so it didn't work.
All right. Well, two of the songs that you did record, Sea of Heartbreak and Long Black Veil, which I have to say, it wasn't until I heard your version of it that I realized, oh, my God, this really is a great song.
Oh, my God,
it's just extraordinary. So you're going to do both of those
yes.
for us next. Just you and John for the first for
Sea of
Heartbreak.
Sea of Heartbreak. And I should say that Bruce Springsteen duets with me on the record.
On the record.
And John does just as good a job on live.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, John the Boss Leventhal and Roseanne Cash live on Soundcheck.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. The sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, the sea of heartbreak. And how did I lose you? Did I fail? Why did you leave me always to sail? The sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine. On the sea of tears, the sea of heartbreak. Oh, what I give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more, and come to my rescue. Take me and keep me away from the sea. The sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, the sea of heartbreak. Lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, the sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak.
John mentioned, this is a truly great song, and when we were going to make the record, the list, this was the first song that I knew had to be on the record. This is called Long Black Veil.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. sees, nobody knows but me. Scaffold is high, and eternity near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
That is Roseanne Cash and the band live in the green space, WNYC's ground floor street level performing space, the special edition of Soundcheck, getting our first listen to some of the songs from The List, the newest album by Roseanne Cash. The List, given to her when she was 18 by her dad, Johnny Cash, and included Long Black Veil, which just a kind of one of those rip your heart out
Shivery
songs.
Yes.
Great stuff. You mentioned Bruce Springsteen's on the record. He's not the only guest. When you put the album together, you went for the top shelf.
We went for some dream dates, yes. Oh, Bruce is on that song. Elvis Costello is on Heartaches by the Number. Rufus Wainwright is on Silver Wings. And Jeff Tweedy is on Long Black Veil.
Here's a little bit of the duet with Elvis Costello. This is actually from the record called The List.
You came back and never now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. And every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, the love that I can't win. But the day
that is Elvis Costello sitting in with Roseanne Cash on Heartaches by the Numbers from the forthcoming record, The List. Again, the band performing these songs October 9th and 10th at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn, opening St. Anne's 30th anniversary season, and we've gotten a bit of a preview today. And Roseanne, you said that it's not just Chelsea, you have five kids,
five
right?
Five kids, yes.
You've already started a list percolating. What's on it?
Well, I have to decide whether the Beatles are on the list or it's a purely American list. And once I make that decision, I could tell you better. Because if the Beatles are on it, it's a whole other list. And they have to be on some list.
Right, right.
But you know, John, I was thinking when you were speaking to Tom about this, that the list doesn't just go one way. My children have given me a lot of music. I would not know anything about hip-hop were it not for my 10-year-old son.
So who do you like?
Maino.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the new Jay-Z record?
Not there yet.
Not there yet. Okay. But, you know, what Tom Moon was telling us before is that, you know, he had, in doing the book, had found this dad who had gotten into the White Stripes through his kids. So
right.
It's exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
That, you know, both through technology, the ease of getting the music and stuff.
Music is the great connector.
And what's the... What, if any, are the plans for a volume two of The List?
John and I are already talking about that. He said, please, let's just get this one out first. But it's there. It's definitely in the future.
All right. Well, I mean, you're singer and music director, but also husband and wife, so you got plenty of time to work that out. And Roseanne, the album is called The List. Congratulations,
thank you.
And thank you so much for bringing the band in and playing for us this afternoon.
John,
ladies and gentlemen, Roseanne Cash. And that is going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, artist and musician Yoko Ono will be my guest. She will talk to us about relaunching her 1969 band, the Plastic Ono Band, with the help of a second generation, Sean Lennon, her son, and other young stars. Also tomorrow, Turkish gypsy clarinetist Barbaros Erkoza will play live for us. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Julia Forlan. Our green space team includes Indira Etwaru, Gil Schuster, Nikki Johnson, Jenny Longsome, Kristen Smith, Brianna Stimson, and Whitehorse Video Productions. And thanks to you, our audience, for being here this afternoon. Thank you very much. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.